Kimberly Cowan has been described as the epitome of balletic grace, and she's the one remaining Kansas City Ballet dancer hired by the late Todd Bolander, the company's former artistic director. But after more than three decades in the dance, including 20 years with the company, Cowan has decided it's time to retire. KCUR's Laura Spencer spoke with a veteran dancer about her future plans and her long career.
Kimberly Cowan grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, where she started dance classes at the age of four. When she was 12, she first met Todd Bolander at a State Ballet of Missouri summer program. They kept in touch as she studied with the St. Louis, Northwest, and Joffrey Ballets. And in 1991, still in her teens, she joined the State Ballet, now known as the Kansas City Ballet. Cowan says as artistic director, Bolander was a mentor and challenged dancers to rise to a new level.
He was a technician. He was always demanding a lot from us, from our technique and how we used our feet and on the timing and music and those sorts of things. But he also loved the theatrical side of dance, and he was a great actor himself. I love to act when I'm dancing. So I feel like I got a lot out of him. And I was lucky because I feel like he also kind of took me under his wing.
Cowan's known for her detailed solos, her versatility, airy jumps, and acting abilities. A critic called her one of the most singularly thrilling ballerinas Kansas City has ever seen. Cowan says she's been lucky. She stayed healthy with only a few injuries. But she's had moments where she's thought about retiring. But it didn't feel like it was time until now.
It was just all of a sudden I thought, you know, I think it's the right time. I can go out on top knowing that I've gotten to do everything I've ever wanted, and it is tough, but all of a sudden it came to me.
Cowan estimates she's danced in 100 different ballets. This includes 16 choreographed by the late Todd Bolander and a dozen choreographed by William Whitener, the company's artistic director since 1996. Whitener created leading roles for Cowan in many of his ballets, including one of her favorites, Carmen. This season, she danced the title role in Giselle, the Sugar Plum Fairy in The Nutcracker, and she'll appear as Juliet in Romeo and Juliet.
There's so many talented dancers out there that don't always find the right fit. You know, they're constantly searching for a place where they fit in, and I just feel lucky that I found a place that I fit into. The people here wanted to nurture me and help me grow as an artist, and I was able to really spread my wings and try a lot of different things. That's a special gift, I feel like. I mean, dancing in general is a gift, so you just have to cherish every moment you have.
Cowan says for now her future is uncertain. She's taught at the Kansas City Ballet School for a decade and hopes to continue, and talks are still in the works.
It's interesting because everyone has said to me, well, you know, you don't have to stop dancing. You can keep dancing. We hope you keep dancing. And I have no idea. At this point, it's just, I feel like this decision has come to me, and it's a big one to accept and to move on to the next phase of my life. And who knows?
The final program of the Kansas City Ballet season will have special significance for Cowan, including the Bolander Ballet Souvenirs, a comic sketch about silent film, and Balanchine's Serenade, a work Cowan describes as dancing for the sake of loving dance.
When you're doing the ballet, you just feel so much joy. There's so much movement. So I think it'll be a really fun way to kind of tie that up in a bow. The best of two worlds, just dancing and then a little bit more on the theatrical side.
Laura Spencer, KCUR News.